to nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
sounds explode across myriad consciousness of tomorrow and mine. You feel yourself rising slowly and yet falling down upon shattered dreams. Crystal sights are shattered and distorted by reality. You hear the crying of 1,000 harpies as tomorrow is gone. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. Peace. Tranquility.
Fantastic opening track, Ultimate Spinach and Mind Flowers, opening Cosmic Overdrive episode 102. It is Monday the 14th of March 2011, 10 minutes after 9, and spring is coming. Today was one of the first days that I could be outside in my t-shirt, and so we celebrate the coming of spring with an hour long of psychedelics, hardcore psychedelic stuff. And this track by Ultimate Spinach is still probably my all-time favorite psychedelic track. It's funny, I heard this track for the first time here in Amsterdam on the local radio. There used to be a guy here that had a show on the local Amsterdam radio. It was on Saturday, I think from midnight until, I don't know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whenever. And this guy was an old hippie, and he talked like an old hippie and everything. All the cliches about old hippies were true with this guy. I have no idea what he looked like, but that's what he sounded like. And he would play all this weird psychedelic shit. And a whole album's long. He would just play one side and then speak a little bit and then play the whole other side. And anyway, he played this one night, and I remember hearing it and thinking, oh, fucking hell, this is good stuff. And ever since that, I've been trying to find the album. But of course, this stuff is all impossible to find. And if you're going to find it at record fairs or something, it's you pay through the roof for original pressings. Ultimate Spinach was a band that came from the Boston in America, from the local alternative scene there. They made three albums in the classic lineup, although the third album was only original singer that was on that original album, and she recruited a whole new band. And there is still a version of Ultimate Spinach active there, playing mostly on local stages, but I don't think they have much to do with the old Ultimate Spinach anymore. Anyway, this was from 1968, and it came from the Behold and See album. We're going to continue. You can't make an hour-long psychedelic episode of Cosmic Overdrive without the 13th Floor Elevators. And so, of course, we're going to play a track from them now. This is from Easter Everywhere, 1967, their second album, and this is called I've Got Levitation.
Thank you. krijgt levenslang voor moord.
Yeah, one of the best Dutch bands that ever existed, and certainly one of the most original, or the most original, I have to say. Group 1850, of course. We love life like we love you. What a fantastic song title. From their debut album from 1968, Agamo's Trip to Mother Earth. And this came from their period in The Hague, the original lineup. The band formed in The Hague. They used to be a band called The Clits. It's a strange name for a band. Anyway, they later transformed into a group 1850. They were based in The Hague. They recorded this album. And then Peter Chardin, the head of the band, basically fired everybody, moved to Amsterdam. And 2 weeks ago in the Amsterdam special, you could hear a track from their Paradise Now album that was made here in Amsterdam with a completely different lineup of musicians. But this came from the original Group 1850 lineup, Agamo's Trip to Mother Earth. And this was actually one of the more normal tracks. So there is some crazy shit on that record. Anyway, we're moving on. And we're moving on to the other side of the world, to Japan. This band only made one album. And it's also the name of the album. It's the name of the band. And the band is called April Fool, with a Y. April with a Y. And anyway, it's nice, interesting Japanese psychedelic music, very based on what was done in the West. And the funny thing about this band is that they have one member that would later become very famous, and he is Haruomi Hosono. And maybe you know it or not, but he would later be one of the three guys in Yellow Magic Orchestra and play a very big role in the Japanese synthesizer scene and pop music scene there in the late 70s and early 80s. But this is I assume this is his first band. I don't even know. Maybe he played in other bands before. But this is April Fool and Tomorrow's Child.
Oceans dive. what motto's a child? Tell it so in a mist. Tell it. The ocean's child, Molo's child. He was born in a myth and lost in a myth.
Oh,
More Japanese wackiness, Kuni Kawachi and the Flower Traveling Band and Graveyard of Love. And this was actually one of the first bands that brought the sound of psychedelica to Japan. They were originally called The Flowers, and they were a cover band. They were covering Hendrix and West Coast American stuff. And slowly they started making their own material, and they made several albums, and later they actually moved to Canada and played with some of the big bands of that time. And in Japan they were actually quite a big band. And anyway, they split up and they reunited a few years ago, and I think they even made a new album, there was an album released with old material that was never released before, or something like that. Anyway, there's new material from the Flower Traveling Band that came out. So always nice to hear that. And for the next track, we go back to Europe. We'll show that psychedelica was everywhere, and in France it was easily picked up by a lot of the major singers, a lot of the big popular artists of the day. And one of them was Jacques Dutronc, and here he is with Je Suis Content.
Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé. Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé. Truc Miché entré au couvent. Un tel à la métempsycose. Chose à l'aiguille qui se superpose. Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé. Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé. Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé. He polishes old coins. He uses spit and cloth and ashes. He makes them shine with ashes. He knows the use of ashes. He worships God with ashes. The coins are often very old. By the time they reach the jeweler, with his hands and ashes, he will try the best he can. He knows that he can only shine now, cannot repair the sky.
scratches. He knows that even new coins have scars, so he just smiles. In the darkest of the night, both his hands will blister badly. They will often open painfully, and the blood flows from his hand. He works a take from black coin faces, thumbprints from so many ages. He wishes he could cure the scar when he forgets he sometimes cries. He knows the use of ashes.
A track that can still give me goosebumps after hearing it so many times. The Pearls Before Swine and The Jeweler. It's a funny story. The singer of this band, Tom Rapp, got the inspiration for this track when he saw his wife cleaning jewelry. And actually, she cleaned it with a sort of a cleaning paste. And in the cleaning paste for jewelry, actually ashes are used in that paste. So he wrote the track just from that. Anyway, a great story. Band from Florida. They made a whole bunch of albums. This one was actually recorded in Nashville. And he even lived in Holland for a while. And the band was never very successful. They had a good cult following, and all the journalists liked them and everything, but they didn't sell much. And eventually, Tom Rapp gave up the music business and became a civil rights lawyer in America. And one day got a phone call from a label that said, hey, do you know that people like your music? And he had absolutely no idea that the band Pearls Before Swine had become such a influential band for a lot of new bands, and their stuff was covered and tribute albums were made. And anyway, this track, The Jeweler, was also covered in the late 80s by This Mortal Coil. And I don't know, there are so many cover versions out there now, and it's really the whole album, The Use of Ashes, is a really, really fantastic record. And one of the guys from Mechanic Commando here in Holland, Peter van Vliet, has actually a band that is called The Use of Ashes, that is directly named after this album. So nice to hear it again on Cosmic Overdrive, but we're going to do something a little harder now. Well, not that much harder, no metal or anything, but we're going to listen to The Music Machine, a band from LA, from the kind of psychedelic punk scene. And anyway, this is a track from their Music Machine album, and it's called Dark White.
Seeking wrong from right, feel ambition. Oh, she's dark white. Clouds of windows. Seems people know she gave herself to love untimely. Searching for some inside. She feels loved but abandoned. Oh, she's dark white. Come get me here, I'm here for you. You need me, I know. I want you to know. I've got to have you, come girl, now. Yeah, I need you tonight. I know you're dark white, but I've got to have you anyhow.
Thank you. stalemate. Everyone's scared to obliterate. So it seems a beast we can thank the bomb. So I say thank Christ for the bomb. So I say thank Christ for the bomb. So I say thank Christ for the bomb.
Yeah, and there's the bomb. The Groundhogs and Thank Christ for the Bomb, a rather ironically titled track from the album with the same name. The Groundhogs were from London, a blues band that slowly got more and more influenced by the whole psychedelic movement. And this album was actually in the top 10 in the UK album charts at the time. It's from 1970, and they were quite a big band in those days. They toured with the Rolling Stones, and they made several albums. And but I think this is their most psychedelic record. So that's why we played it on the show. Anyway, we're quickly coming to 10 o'clock here, I see, and we have still some things to go. So we're going to continue. We're staying in England for the next band. We're moving to Canterbury. This is one of those bands that has a dream lineup, so to speak. Robert Wyatt, Kevin Ayers, for a short time in the beginning. David Allen was part of their lineup before. After coming back from a few gigs, he was refused back into England. And because he was originally Australian and he had overstayed his visa at an earlier time. So he moved back to France and founded Gong. And the rest of the band continued in England. And they made, I think, 3 or 4 albums. I always forget how many records they made. They didn't exist for that long, but their influence on the history of music was profound. Anyway, from the album Volume 1, this track is called Hope for Happiness, and we're talking, of course, about the Soft Machine.
Let us go the spray.
Yeah, where today do you still hear organ solos in tracks? Fantastic. Hope for Happiness, The Soft Machine. And I have time for one last track, and I don't even think I'm going to make it, but I'm going to play it anyway, because this guy is the embodiment of psychedelic music. And it's from his first solo album he made, his most coherent album, I have to say. And I'm talking, of course, about Syd Barrett. And I'm going to play you the track Terrapin from this first solo album, The Madcap Laughs Until 10 O'Clock. I hope to see you again next week for Cosmic Overdrive 103. And until then, I wish you all a very good night.
I really love you. I mean you, the star above you, crystal blue. Well, oh baby, my head's on and about you. Okay. I wouldn't see you, and I love. Fly above you, yes I do. Well, oh baby, my head's on and about you. Floating, bumping noses, dodge a tooth, the fins are luminous. Fangs all round the clown is dark below, the pole is hiding all the sunlight's good for us. Cause we're the fishes and all we do, a move about is all we do. Well, oh baby, my head's on and about you. Thank you. star above you, crystal.